This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Some members of Colorado's congressional delegation are reintroducing a bill to create a Space National Guard. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
National Guard members stopped conducting space missions under the Air National Guard when the U.S. Space Force was established in 2019. Now Democrat Jason Crow and Republican Doug Lamborn want to reorganize those members under a Space Force National Guard. The bill would create a reserve component to continue to support the Space Force's missions. The two say the legislation would reduce costs and improve the nation's defensive capabilities. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado school districts may soon offer mental health screenings under a bill headed to the governor for his signature. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The screenings would help assess the mental well-being of 6th through 12th grade students. The program is voluntary for schools. Schools would have to notify parents of the date, time, and purpose of the mental health screener. They could opt out their children under age 12. Colorado law allows children 12 and over to decide themselves to participate. If students need more support under the I Matter program, students could access 6 free therapy sessions. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Glenwood Springs is digging out after runoff from melting snow caused a series of debris flows. Mud from the Red Mountain area covered train tracks and blocked access to the city's wastewater plant Tuesday. Glenwood Springs Public Works Director Matt Langhorst.
It's mostly just a mess. To be honest with you, the hillside came down, flowed across the road last night and landed on the railroad tracks a little bit, not too bad. But mostly at this point, it's just a muddy mess that we're cleaning up.
There could be more runoff this week as snow continues to melt. Along the Front Range, its highs today close to 80. This is CPR News and KRCC.